So I come back from vacation, which sort of included a horrifying softball tournament in Erie, in which, let's just say, things didn't go well for the Daughters softball team. It looked like the first Sunday victory of the year, elimination day on a Sunday. They took something like a 6-2 lead into the last inning, and then it turned into Sid Bream. It turned into, I don't know, think of a baseball comeback or any kind of comeback at the last second where everything just fell apart. It fell apart in the end. And nobody really did anything wrong. It was a bunch of seeing eye singles. It was a bunch of this, a bunch of that. You could feel the momentum going the other way. We had it. We had it in our grasp to win a Sunday game. And it all fell apart. And I'm still reeling from that. I have to be honest with you. But not nearly as much as I'm reeling from basically coming back to an empty house here. No Ron Cook. Random day off for Ron. He was awarded a day off. And no Pomp. Where is Pomp today? Apparently, Pomp has television obligations. I just got word of this yesterday. It was supposed to be Pomp and I reunited from a couple weeks ago when we got into a big argument over the golfer. Who's the golfer? DeChambeau. Huge argument, but things were smoothed over. Pomp and I get along wonderfully. Apparently, he has television obligations today. Am I correct in that, Horse?
That is correct, yes.
So here I am, all alone. Although Pomp, I see via text here, has offered to, quote, call in from time to time. Now, would it be wise or pathetic to agree to that? Should we have Pomp call in? Would it be fun to have Pomp call in from time to time? What should we do with that one?
Pomp drop-ins? Yes, that would be good fun.
Pomp-ins, we'll call them. Yeah, we can do that. We'll make them surprises. We'll have Pomp drop-in from time to time. Let's do that. Whenever he wants, I'll text him back, and we can talk golf. We can talk anything that Pomp wants to talk about. I got a whole bunch of things on my mind today, and some very good guests, I might add. Jason Mackey at 11. Talking Pirates. Ron had a great column on just how odd it was, and I wasn't there, to be at PNC Park the other night for baseball. I want to talk to Jason about everything happening with the Pirates, and there's a lot. Brian Bacco talking Steelers at 11:45. Craig Riley. Craigers and I reunited in a very different venue, a very different time and place from our first encounter, which was him buying me Pepto-Bismol for the first show I did on the air here. It was Seibel and Starkey, the debut. Joe Grushecki at the beginning. A mix of anxiety, legitimate stomach issues. I was having more blowouts than the 08 Patriots in the hours leading up to that show. And Craigers went out to a CVS around the corner somewhere and bought me what I needed. And the receipt for that, by the way, was still in the drawer next to Craigers' desk like 8 years later. We looked at the receipt and laughed. He does a great job on Pirates pregame, so I want to talk to him as well about what's happening in Major League Baseball, what's happening with this team. Jonathan Bomboli, Sean Gentile also on the show later on, and I always have a good time. I have no idea where those conversations may go. That's the good part about them. What's at the forefront of my mind today is sort of along the lines of Ron's column, but for me it was watching baseball on television last night. It was my first time checking in to see what's happening with that sport and watching an actual game with nobody in the seats and all the protocols in place. And I have to say it was Dodgers Angels, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And I like the cardboard cutouts better than the empty stands. There's something, Josh Axelrod did a story in the Post-Gazette on this the other day. There's something to the sensory effect in the brain of having even cardboard cutouts. And when it comes to music and things like that, of having piped in crowd noise and things like that, I don't know how to explain it. read the story. He's got people who know way more about it than me. I can just say in my sort of half always numbed out brain, it's good enough to think that there are people that I never think about the crowd anyway, unless it's AT&T Sports, again, going to someone, you know, eating a hot dog or something between innings. I don't think about it. It's good enough for me to have cardboard people there half the time. At least that's what my brain tricks me into thinking. Oh, this is a baseball game. There's something in the background there. I hear the normal sounds of a game, whether it was walk-up music or, you know, organ playing or whatever it was, the normal sounds of a game or fake crowd noise. I like that. Strike that. I don't like it. I respond to it on some level. It normalizes the game for me, and I enjoyed it. I loved seeing real live baseball. And I contrasted that to watching the Cubs. I don't even know who they're playing today. Or maybe it was yesterday, but the game was on today. At an empty Wrigley Field with no cardboard cutouts. Very little crowd noise, it seemed, as I checked in. I liked that less, but it was still great. It was exciting to see real baseball as we gear up for real sports happening. Opening day Thursday night, Max Scherzer, Gerrit Cole. Pirates open Friday. Penguins open a week from Saturday. A lot to talk about with them. NFL training camps, there's some issues there, but they're set to open next Tuesday. NBA right around the corner. It's sort of, for me, overall, a mix of definite excitement and anticipation and curiosity and still conflicted feelings about what's happening. Big article in the LA Times today with testing and how between all these leagues, especially when you look at Florida right now, MLS and NBA, the testing that's being pushed through is apparently, according to some people, coming at the expense, the results, the immediate results they're seeking, or semi-immediate, are coming at the expense of regular people like you and me. And that may only increase as people, normal people, have to wait a long, long time these days with a backlog in testing and results, while a lot of these guys are getting their tests expedited, cutting corners. So it's all of that mixed into one. But where I want to start today is with televised sports, which is really what this whole thing is about, is recouping television money and how much we've missed it, if you've missed it. My friend Pomp made a great point a couple weeks ago saying he's heard from some people that this time off has afforded them the sort of revelation of, well, I don't need sports. I can get along fine without it. For some of us, I think maybe we fooled ourselves into that, but as soon as I saw real live baseball, then I was like, all right, this is what I've missed. I'm in for this. I'm watching this. I don't care if there's anybody in the seats or not. For you, we got real sports, pro sports, team sports right around the corner. Where are you with all of this as far as your feelings going into it? I mentioned mine. Curiosity for sure. Excitement for sure. Conflicted feelings for sure. All of that. But I would say right now, based on watching games yesterday and today, at least bits and pieces of these baseball games, excitement seems to, for better or worse, trump the others. Where are you with that? At 412-928-9370. Would love to talk to you today since I've no Ron. No Pomp. Nobody. It's just me. Me and Horse back in the home studio. I'm in the basement looking at a photo of the igloo, which was an unbelievable place to work, by the way. As I look to my left, there's Thurman Thomas running against the Jets. There's Willie Stargell in his classic pose. There's a Bo Jackson poster. A John Starks dunk poster. Left-handed baseline over Horace Grant and Michael Jordan. Bob McAdoo, classic jump shot pose. And, of course, a little plaque with a section of Three River Stadium turf on it from my friend the Maestro. Also a pit pennant in here. I don't even know who gave me that. And a giant oversized beer mug of the 1960 Pirates, which is absolutely incredible, by the way. And a little Buffalo Bills helmet I see here. I want to watch sports. I'm watching sports. And in that experience, as we chat today, tell me what your early experience has been with baseball in particular, since that's really what's sort of happening right around the corner here, and what we can actually watch. There's something about the cardboard cutouts that pleases my brain. I can't explain it. Maybe it's just a low threshold of being satisfied or pleased or stimulated in some way by crowd noise or even in general in my life, a low functioning brain, easy guy to please, that type of thing. But it makes a difference when there's something in the background and when I hear noise in the background. I liked it. I liked watching Angels Dodgers. It was all good. It didn't feel that much different than watching a regular ball game. Maybe that sport lends itself to that sort of quiet, silent atmosphere anyway. You know what I mean? I don't know how it's going to be for a playoff hockey game. That might be different. Probably will be. But I like this right now. And I like that with the cardboard cutouts and the noise piped in, the fake noise. My brain liked that better than what I saw an empty Wrigley Field. Was a little bit more jarring, a little bit more, it was weirder to watch that. How about you? 412-928-9370. Tons of stories to get to. Let's talk a little Sidney Crosby and what's going on there. Next, Jason Mackey, top of the hour. It's Cook and Joe.
Look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours.